1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in what? In due time. What, you may be seated. What's the Apostle Peter saying to us? There will come times that you'll be brought low by something, and you are going to need God to lift you up. There'll be times and seasons of trial. He'll get you back up on your feet spiritually. He goes on in verse 7, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now there's two different meanings here. All of your cares upon him. That Greek word for care is merimna, which means anxiety, your worries, your fears, your inner turmoils, your nervousness, casting all of that upon him. For he careth for you, and that word careth means that God is affectionately concerned about you.
Yes.
He cares about you with affection.
With affection.
Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. In other words, be spiritually and serious minded. Be on guard and alert. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
Be sober-minded. You only can be sober-minded when you're really, really, really praying and seeking the face of God.
Yeah.
And reading his word. The Holy Ghost can show you. He can deal with you. Give you knowledge. The devil walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That word devour, kapapino, which means to swallow up.
Swallow up.
To gulp down and to drown you. It's not just your body that Satan would like to destroy. He comes for your mind. He'll drown you mentally with worldly cares and swallow you up spiritually.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. Your mind plays a great part in your spirituality.
Yeah.
Your mind can bind your spirit. I told somebody just yesterday. I said, you can be born again in your spirit. Have the Spirit of God in you. Have Christ in you. But your mind can bind your spirit.
Right.
Oh, Lord. We need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind day by day. We must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh, as he said in Isaiah, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Your mind plays a great role. And if you have victory or not. Oh Lord, it sets you free on the inside. David said, I meditate upon him in the night watches. My meditation of him shall be sweet. He that meditateth upon the word of the living God shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. He'll not fear when drought comes, but its leaves shall always be green, and he'll bear fruit. Oh, raise your little hand and say, Lord, let me realize that when the enemy comes, he comes for my mind to get me tore up, to get me to worry and to be afraid. He makes us nervous in this hour. He brings the stress, hallelujah, of everyday life, and the pressures fall upon us, and it binds us on the inside that we cannot feel a freedom of the Holy Ghost. We cannot be free and worship the Lord, hallelujah, in victory and with joy, because we're mine, mind has been polluted by everything around us, by the cares of life and the lust of everything else around us, and it's brought us down. I want you to know this morning that the devil's a seeking to drown you and to bring you down and to cast you down. But Jesus said, bring it all to me and cast all of your care upon me, for I care about you and I love you. Your trouble this morning is in your mind. We need the mind of Christ. We need a sanctified mind. We need a spiritual mind. Glory to God. We need to set our affections upon things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and nothing can bring you down. I said the devil cannot bring you down when your mind is stayed upon the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Yes. Seeking whom he may devour.
Come on.
He'll tear you up every day if you let him.
Yes.
He'll worry you. He'll rob you of your sleep of the night.
Yes.
He'll lead you right to a doctor to get some Valium and all kind of nerve pills.
Come on.
When our answer is Jesus.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you let the Lord touch you. You cry out to God. I believe when Jesus could walk in an insane asylum, I believe he could go right up there on the floor of St. Mary's in Cabell and walk right back into the mental wards. There's something about Jesus. When he comes, he brings peace. He sets you free and gives you liberty. Raise your little hand and praise him. Only in Jesus can you find peace in this hour. Be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither be afraid. Hallelujah. I tell you, the Lord can give you peace.
Yes. Glory
to God. Come on.
He can give you peace.
Amen.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Now, you heard what they sung a while ago. You've prayed all night. And you held on with all of your might.
All of your might.
You know what the title of this message is? Hold on to your faith. They didn't know what I was teaching. Hold on to your faith.
Hold on.
He knows your voice. He knows where you're at.
Yeah.
You might be in the middle of a storm, troubled in your mind. But hold on to your faith. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Who resist steadfast? Steadfast is a Greek word. It means to brace yourself and to cling to and not let go.
Yeah.
Hold fast the profession of your faith. One definition says to take a hold of it with a death-like grip, refusing to let go. Come on, raise your get a hold of this. I said, get a hold of the Word of God. Get a hold of the Lord in prayer and hold fast. Take a death-like grip and say, devil, I will not let you steal my victory and take my joy and take my song. You ain't taken my praise and my worship.
I'm going to praise and worship him.
A death-like grip.
Come on. Yes.
Glory to
God. Who resist steadfast in the faith.
Steadfast.
Knowing that the same afflictions. Afflictions here don't mean just sickness of the body. It's any kind of a hardship and trial. Any kind of hardship and trial is an affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all.
Come on.
Out of
afflictions, afflictions. Who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, your sisters. What are you saying, Peter? Peter's a saying, don't get down. We're all in the same boat. We're all going through something. You are not by yourself. That's exactly what the devil wants you to think in this hour. If he can isolate you, And if he can get you and put a feeling over you that it's you going through it, everybody else, no, everybody else is fine. You're the only one that's suffering. You're the only one going through it. If he can lie to you, and he'll bring you down. But Peter's a saying, these same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Hallelujah. We're in it together. We are all going through something. We are all battling something. Well, praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your head and praise him. I'm not by myself.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
Glory be to God.
Hold on to your faith.
Yes.
Hold on to your faith because God cares.
Yes.
We're going to make it.
Yes.
1 Timothy 6 and 12. Fight the fight of faith.
Just fight the faith.
Yes.
He didn't say it. He said, fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Paul's just telling Timothy here, he said, son, fight a good fight. Get in there and give it everything you got. Don't let the devil pull it over you.
That's right.
Don't let him drown you out. You ain't but yourself. He said, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold upon eternal life. Hallelujah. Lay hold upon it and fight to keep it.
Amen.
Am I in the right place this morning?
Yes. Sure are.
Hey, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I'll hold on to eternal life whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession. I want you to know this morning that the church of Jesus Christ is being assailed by the powers of hell. Hallelujah, oh God. It seemed like the pit is opened up in our generation, and every unclean spirit is unleashed upon our society. Every demon of darkness and every lying spirit, oh God, is upon our society. I want to tell you, but the church of Jesus Christ shall triumph, and we are more than a conqueror through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Hallelujah to the Lord. He's made us victorious this morning.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to triumph.
Come on. Come on.
We're coming through. Woo. Through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
So, I know, Lord. The question this morning is, why does the devil fight me so hard, Brother Tommy?
Come on.
I pray my heart out during the week for you guys.
Come on.
Listen, if I had no obligation and no office to hold, I might would let up.
Come on.
But when I got an obligation, that sheep will be in this congregation.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you will be bringing your cares, and you will bring in your trials, and you will be bringing your troubles. And if I don't get victory for myself, I cannot help you.
That's right.
I told the Lord, I said many times, Sister Maria, if I can't feel it, they won't feel it. If I don't get his touch, you'll not feel it from me.
Come on now.
Come on. I struggle against things. I fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against the spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. There is a spirit realm around us that is unseen by the natural eyes, and these principalities and these demons are all around us. My Lord, give us eyes to discern, dear Lord. That's what you're up against. You think a power of suggestion ain't strong? We, every one of us, have it. We go to Walmart, we're going down the road, we're around family, we're around sinners and backsliders, and we know, we feel those vibes of sin. Raise your little hand and say, help me, Lord, to realize that it ain't the flesh and blood that we're up against and we wrestle against, but it's these spirits, hallelujah, of hell that comes against you. It comes to fight your mind. It comes to make you discouraged and depressed and get you down. Ain't you glad, Brother John, you don't have to go to the bottle anymore? because you found Jesus and you got the love of God in your heart. I'm coming to the house of the Lord. My life has been changed. Well, praise the Lord, I'm not the same. I want to live now. I don't want to die. The suicide spirits are gone, and the alcohol's gone, and the world is gone, and I got the blood of the Lamb, and I got Jesus living down in my heart. I've been made more than a victorious in Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Why does the devil fight me so hard, Brother Tommy?
Come on.
He will fight you in every area that he can find access to you.
Yes.
Come on.
Every area.
Every area.
That he can get into your mind.
He will.
He'll do it.
He'll do it.
Bible said in Ephesians, neither give place to the devil.
Give place to him.
Don't let him have any foothold in your life.
Come on now.
Don't let him touch you in your mind in any way.
No.
Keep your eyes upon God.
Right.
Keep your ears open to the voice of the Lord.
Woo.
Keep your heart set upon things above. Oh, Lord. He'll fight you in every area he can.
Yes, he will.
In every way possible.
Absolutely.
He'll attack you in your body. He'll attack you in your mind. With mind battles. There is an all out attack on the Christians right now. More than it's ever been. I told somebody just yesterday. I got saved in 1974. And I'm telling you, it's much more wicked and evil right now. And anything you get from God, you're going to have to press your way into the kingdom. There is a kingdom of light, and there is a kingdom of heaven, and there's a king that sits upon the throne in that kingdom of God. And Jesus pointed to his disciples. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Well, raise your right hand and praise him. I got a spiritual kingdom down in my heart, and the King of glory and the Lord of salvation sits upon the throne of my heart. Well, glory to God.
Amen.
Come on.
Spiritual kingdom. And Jesus said, any man that presseth into it. How many's ever had you really want something and you got to press to get it? Come on. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven has been preached, and men press their way into it, and the violent take it by force. If you get anything in God, listen, if you get any blessing, and if you're going to get victory, and you're going to get victory over the devil and the flesh of the world, you're going to have to take it. I said you're going to have to press to get it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes. Come on.
How violent are you?
Come on.
I'm talking about spiritually. How violent are you? Huh? Your mind made up? It is. I know it is, Sister Carolyn. My mind's made up. I know who saved me. I know what I feel. I know how the Lord's touched me. I'm going to press. I'm going to keep pressing. Come on, raise your little hand. I'm going to keep pressing, Lord. I'm not letting the devil pushing me back. No, I tell you what, sometimes we make it one step and the devil pushes us back too. There's something wrong with that. We're going to have to keep right on a pressing and right on a believing. Come on, let your faith take a hold of God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hold with me.
Come on.
Hold with me right here.
Don't
ever get to the place that you think or even utter, I can't make it.
Come on. Don't do it.
Your thought life can bind you.
Right. Yes.
Your negativism. Did I say that right? Your negativism can bind your spirit.
Come on.
Holy Lord. You see what the devil does, and he does so well with it, that he, during our trial, when we were really up against it, we're going through trouble, that's when he floods us and starts talking to us doubt.
Right.
The doubts come. The doubts come.
Yes.
And first thing you know, you used to believe God for anything, and you went over top of it. You kept right on it going. God bless you. You get into another trial, go through another low place in another low valley with dark shadows in it. After a while, the enemy says, you ain't going to make it.
No.
You ain't going to make it.
You're right.
Oh, God. Come on. Oh, yes, you can. And yes, you will make it. If you will pray and you dedicate your whole heart, your life to God, you're going to make it. You got to be sold out completely to the Lord, and when you do, God will fight your battles and bring you victory. Jesus. Jesus.
Right.
The blood of Jesus. One thing Satan knows. He has no power over the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost that abides in you. He has no power over the blood.
No power.
He can never cause Jesus to leave you.
Come on.
The devil knows he can never make Jesus turn against you. The devil knows that he cannot never make Jesus turn against you or walk away. You are the object of his animosity. He hates you with a cruel hatred. What he is after this morning is your faith. What you have inside of you is what he's after.
Amen.
Woo! I've got joy. I've got victory. I've got salvation. I've got forgiveness. I've got liberty. I've got hope. I know where I'm headed. And that devil, he'd like to take every bit of that out of you. When you're up against it and the enemy comes against your mind, he'll tell you, you ain't got nothing. You're no good. You're a failure. You're not worthy. God loves others more than he loves you. Devil, you're a liar. I got the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of my heart. Well, glory, I tell you, I hung a sign on the outside of the door of my heart a long time ago. Occupied, Jesus lives here, and the Holy Ghost abides, and the blood has covered the door, and you cannot get in. I give him a praise this morning. The devil cannot get in my house. I ain't letting him in.
Hey,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What he's after is your faith.
Right.
Your faith.
Right.
He wants you to doubt God right in the hard times.
Yes.
You see, when you get weak and weary, you lose the fight in you.
Right.
When you're really down and the devil is just willing you, your spiritual strength ebbs. Begins to let down. You cannot give up.
Come on.
Rise up. Rise up and take a hold of it.
Oh, God.
Say, God, I know what you promised me, and I know what you've given me, and I ain't a turn loose of it. Praise him right now. Praise him. Glory to God. Glory.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we praise you, Jesus.
What you got inside of you is what he's after.
God, thank God.
He'll steal your call. He'll steal your gifts. He'll steal your talents. Come on, he'll steal your praise. Oh, God, you ain't getting it, devil. I'll fight the good fight of faith to keep what I've got.
Praise the name of the Lord.
By grace are you saved through what?
Faith.
Faith. You live by faith.
Right.
You're kept by faith.
Kept by faith.
And if the devil, if he can take that out of you, he wins and you lose.
Right.
Don't let loose of your faith. You've been in a storm all night. Your ship is tilted.
Come on.
You fought, you prayed, you cried all night. You've held on with your might, all of your might. The shepherd, Jesus, the Savior's getting ready. I feel him this morning. He's getting ready to turn it around. Oh, God. You might lose a lot of things in your life.
Come on.
You might have to sacrifice and give up things in your life.
Right.
to hold on to Him.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Might lose things, but if you ever let go of your faith in God, you're gone and it's over.
Right.
Gone. You're right.
Gone.
You're gone if you give up that pure faith
right.
in God.
Yeah.
I'm gone spiritually, Lord. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. Oh, Lord, guard yourself against doubt. Guard it.
Yes.
You see, if I'm up on the mountain, listen, if I'm up on the mountain and I'm shouting the victory and I've got praise, I'm singing and I'm happy, that devil knows better to come around. I'd slap his face.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Why are you lying down? But when you're going through something and the trial of your faith is being there, and you really can't feel God like you really want to feel Him.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Man.
Guard, because that spirit of doubt will get in you.
Yes.
Satan's aim is to replace your faith with doubt.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
How does he do it, preacher? He uses your trials, your troubles, your afflictions against you. He knows that if he can come to you and lie to you at that time and get you to listen to him in the midst of all of your problems, there's a chance that he can cause you to leave Jesus
right.
and slack up and stop praying and serving God. He will steal your commitment.
Right.
He'll take away your desire for spiritual things and righteousness. This is the reason that the devil fights you so hard. He knows that he's doomed.
Yes.
Listen to me. He knows that he's doomed. He'll never get back to heaven, back in heaven, and be restored to his music and worship around God's throne. He'll never be back there. And he does not want you there. He does not want you to have any enjoy what he once possessed in God's divine presence. He knows what it's like to be in God's presence. He don't want you there.
Right.
He knows he's doomed and eternity lost. He wants to cast you down
yes.
and take every soul he can with him into the lake of fire.
Right.
Don't ever forget, Satan is the master of deceit. He can paint a picture that is black as coal, add a few lights to it, and put a little few beats of music in it and make everybody see it white.
That's the truth. You're right, Brother Tommy.
No.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He even knows how to paint God bad.
Come on.
Yes, he does.
Come on.
When you have your trial, that don't mean that God's against you. Abraham, the God, Bible said that God tempted Abraham. That word tempted right there is a Hebrew word that means God tested Abraham. When you read and study your Bible, you need a concordance to look up the Greek and the Hebrew meanings of these words.
God tested him.
So God spoke to Abraham. Tested him.
Yeah.
Do you love me more than that son Isaac?
Come on.
You're 100 years old and look at that little baby you hold in your arms. It's a miracle baby. Do you love him more than you do me? It was by my promise that I gave you, and you waited 25 long years for this promise.
Yeah.
And you're holding that little bundle of joy in your arms. Come on. Take thy son and thy only son, whom thou lovest, unto one of the mountains that I shall show you, and there offer him as a sacrifice unto me. And Abraham got up and saddled his asses. He told Isaac at that time, that history says he was around a teenager, a young teenager. Piled the wood. Isaac said, "Where's the sacrifice, Dad?" God will provide himself a sacrifice. You know what was in Abraham's heart? If my wife was that oak, 90 years old, past barren children, and his body broken down at 100 years old. And if that was such a miracle that God quickened their bodies and made them like teenagers inside, God said, if you did that for our bodies,
you're able to raise him from the dead.
Yeah.
Raise your little hand. I tell you what, what you sacrifice to God is not lost. It is never lost what you give to God. God will turn your trial into a blessing. If you'll give him a praise this morning, I tell you, you'll never give up anything. You'll never sacrifice anything. What God won't come through and give you something better. Hallelujah. God said, out of your own loins, Abraham, he said, there's coming a multitude that no man can number, as much as the sand is upon the seashore and the stars of heaven. I tell you, God will keep his word. I praise him. I said, God will keep his word.
God will keep his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Don't ever forget, Satan is a master of deceit.
Yes, he is.
He's the greatest cunning artist this world has ever known.
Right.
He'll take your circumstances and paint God uncaring for you.
Yes.
If I was really saved and God really cared, I wouldn't be going through this. Or do you think that voice comes from?
Right.
Why me? I wouldn't be going through this if Jesus loved me. I don't know how far I'm getting this. I'm on page 3 and I've got 8 pages. How many still with me out here?
Amen.
Are you really with me?
Love.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He paints the Christian way too hard to live. You just can't live it.
Too hard.
You don't have to give up all of that.
You're right.
You don't have to live it that strict. You don't have to come completely out of the world and turn everything in the world loose. He'll take and he'll blow your trials out of proportion and make your mountain seem like it's too hard for you to climb. He knows how and when to speak and twist and make your problems much worse than what they really are. Now do you know why you're being fought so hard? God is a saying this morning to hold on to your faith.
Right.
Hold on to your faith.
Yes. Yes.
You can get to the point that you feel useless. You feel no good. You don't feel important. That's what the devil makes you feel when you're going through a trial, a hard trial. Come on, listen.
Oh, yeah.
You're not really saved.
Come on.
And you surrender your faith on the inside at the hardest point. I told Mary this morning, I said, many sitting in churches across this nation this morning, they're faithful to the house of God, but they're empty in here.
Right.
Empty inside.
Empty.
It means more than professing that you're a Christian.
Come on.
It means more than saying, I'm going to heaven.
Come on.
And I'm saved. Are you really saved?
Are you really saved?
No. Obey the Lord.
Are you washed in the blood of Jesus?
No.
Have you felt the Holy Ghost witnessing to you lately that you belong to him? Is there a connection? Do you still feel the connection? Do you still have a desire? Do you still have that love for Jesus? Do you have that dedication?
No, dedication.
Do you have that commitment? Oh, does Jesus own every bit of you?
No.
How long has it been since you felt the power of God? How long has it been since you spoke in tongues?
No.
How long since you felt the Holy Ghost come over you, the anointing of God come over you?
Yes.
How long has it been since you walked through your house with victory?
No.
You wouldn't even end church. You walk the hall of your house lifting your hands and saying, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. I got blessed all day Thursday. I sung. I praised God. I worshiped. Marching my house, going to and fro. I do it every day.
There's people sitting in seats in churches all over this world that's lost something.
Yeah.
You've lost something.
You've lost it.
You've lost it. You ain't what you used to be.
No.
You ain't where you used to be.
No.
God don't move in your life. You don't feel the blessing. You don't feel that anointing. Look up. Your faith has slipped. Your desire has let go. The fire is all that went out. Lord, my Lord, help us, God, this morning.
Come on, obey
the
Lord. Yes, come on. Stir us up, Lord. Stir us up. Come on.
The world has more of a pull on you than God and spiritual things that you used to feel. You're just mediocre. You're melancholy. And you just float along. And no power on the inside of you. No power, no quickening, no quickening, no quickening. No desire.
Come on.
Come on. I'm telling you, we're living in a church age that their mind are so worldly polluted. They're polluted with everything, everything in the world all around them. Their life, the cares, the irons and the fire, money and riches and pleasures and entertainments is totally taken over their mind, and their heart has drowned. Hello, God. Peter said the devil walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He'll devour you, he'll drown you, and he'll take God right out of your life. Raise your hand and praise him right here this morning.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, we praise you.
My Jesus, this morning, Lord, I pray. I know that you gave this message to me yesterday. And I love my brothers and I love my sisters. But if there's ever a time, Lord, we're right at the brink of the coming of the Lord. Jesus, you are coming. Any day now. Lord, you're coming for those that'll love your appearing as the wedding garments on and washed in the blood of the Lamb without blemish, spot, or wrinkle. You're coming, Lord, for those that's got oil in their vessel, their lamps trimmed and burning bright. Jesus, there's no time to doubt you now, Lord, in this time of trial. These last days of pressure, peer pressure, Lord, and all that's going on around us. God, right now is the time to get filled with the oil. Put the oil in me. Replenish the oil in me. Jesus, please, right now, replenish the oil. And let me burn for you. Take everything out of my life, Lord. And let me have a settled mind. Established in you, God. Root me and ground me right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank
you,
Lord, on the
good
things. Thank you, Lord. They come after you, Lord, oh God. Not on the world, but his flesh. Oh, God, we need to get this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, God.
Hold on to your faith.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't help it, children. This don't always happen. I think some of us need to be restored.
Yes.
We need a renewing. We need a reviving. Oh, to God. That God's people would put God first. Like they used to.
First.
Brother Charlie, if we did our homework at home, and we prayed, and we sought the face of God at home, and we hungered for the Lord at home, and read the word of God and hide it in our heart and reach for him and crave him at home. You wouldn't have to pump and prime people to get in to worship the Lord.
Yes.
Right.
You would automatically have it.
Yes.
It would be there. And I'm not saying when you're going through a hard trial, it's hard to praise and worship the Lord when you're really going under the gun.
Yes.
But when you go for weeks and months at a time and we never see a hand go up, we never see anybody standing or tears to fill their eyes, we never see the stammering lips anymore, we don't hear the joyful sound of worship and praise unto God, Something is wrong. Something has died within us. We're not alive spiritually. The oil has leaked out. The spirit that quickened you. Where's the joy? Where's the overwhelming joy?
Right.
Come on, Rick. Come.
Where are we at? Where are we at this morning?
Come on.
The devil seeketh whom he may devour.
Whom he may devour.
He walketh about like a roaring lion.
Oh.
Peter said, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you, that you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. That don't mean God has left you. God's purifying you. He's purging you. Come on. Our faith will go through the fire to make it pure. Raise your hand and praise Him. Jesus is wanting to purify our faith and make it stronger inside. Sister Missy, how can we be stronger inside? How can our faith be stronger inside unless the Lord tries it? Unless we have to have patience and have that patience to hold on to God and say, Lord, I love you in spite of all my trouble. I love you. And that faith is growing strong. It's coming through the fire.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on to the piano. I've got several more pages, but this. The same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But after you have suffered for a while, the Lord shall make you perfect,
yes.
Establish, strengthen, and settle you. After you have suffered for a while.
Suffered a while.
After the trial is over, you're stronger, Brother John. You're stronger. You can stand taller. After a while, God purifies me. He purifies your faith. Can you say this morning, I want Jesus to purify my faith and make it stronger? I want a greater desire, Jesus, for you. People are losing their desire. They're giving up and surrendering their faith.
Amen.
Would you stand with me here this morning? Everybody that can. The devil don't like you. He'll come against your mind. He'll offer you things of this world. He'll whisper when you're up against it all.
Yes, he will.
He wants to make you doubt out now. It's too late in the game to doubt God now. Brother Scotty, don't doubt him now.
Don't doubt God.
Your faith has been tried by fire.
Mm-hmm.
Physically. Presses to come into the house of God. Still holding on to that unchanging hand. We're just about home.
Amen.
How many could say with me this morning, we're just about home, Lord, and I ain't gonna slack up right now. I can see the city lights of heaven, Sister Maria. I'm nearer than I've ever been. We're closer to heaven than we've ever been. I'd like to read this poem I found in a book. Pressed out of measure and pressed to all length, I'm pressed so intensely it seems, at times beyond my strength. Pressed in my body and I've been pressed in my soul. Pressed in my mind till the dark surges roll. Pressure by foes and pressures from friends. Pressure upon pressure. Till life seems like it ends. But through that pressure, I'm pressed into knowing no helper but God. I'm pressed into loving the staff and the rod.
Yes.
I'm pressed into liberty where nothing clings. I'm pressed into faith for those impossible things. I'm pressed into living alive in the Lord. I'm pressed into living a Christ life outpoured. I'm pressed into the joy of my Lord whom I serve. Thank you, Lord. Let our pressures press us into the arms of God.
Bye.
Let all of your pressures press you closer to Him. One more time, that's crazy. Thank you, Father, I'm holding on to my faith this morning.
These pressures are good, Lord. It makes us stronger, God. It increases our faith and our desire for those heavenly things. It's worth the press. It's worth the press, Jesus, to feel what I feel this morning. Glory to God. Can we be and can we pray this morning and say, Lord, I'm going to cast off the weights, everything that besets me. I want to cast them off. And I want you to make me strong. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray this morning. Cast off the works of darkness. Cast off all the lies of the enemy. The doubts, the fears, the frustrations. All these things. Let's lay them at Jesus' feet. Casting all of your cares, your worries, your fears, your nervousness. Lay them at Jesus' feet, for he careth for you affectionately. Jesus is saying, I care about you. I'll make you strong, and I'll help you to stand. Let him walk right up to your seat right now.
Yes, Lord. Jesus Christ.